Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it is Glenn the Outlaw here, and it's also September 1st, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks over at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, you can now listen to 102.1 The Outlaw on our website, 1021theoutlaw.com, using the integrated player. This has been an issue for a few months, but we can now say it is fully fixed and everyone can listen. Hardy County Emergency Management, along with the State of Florida Division of Emergency Management, Hardy County Department of Health, and various offices under the Board of County Commissioners, are conducting a free drive-through COVID testing site. Testing will start tomorrow, September 2nd, and last until September 8th from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. and also from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Nickerson Ulrich Building at Pioneer Park, 2820 Picnic Lane in Zolfo Springs. If you need to use a GPS, your closest destination is the Hardy County Wildlife Refuge at 650 Animal Way. For more information, give a call 863-773-4161. Your local events, unemployment continues to hold steady at record highs, and veteran unemployment stays in step with this trend, surging to 9% from just 3% at this time last year. The good news, there are organizations hiring the specific demographic with identified military-trained skill sets, and they need to fill jobs now. Industries such as distribution, supply chain, logistics, e-commerce, data storage and broadband, pharmaceuticals, and select retail are just a few of the areas of business that are rapidly hiring and in large volume. To get transitioning military veterans and military spouses back to work, DAV and Recruit Military will host the National Virtual Career Fair for veterans and military today from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Time online. So that started just a few moments ago. This free virtual event is open to all members of the military community, past and present, as well as military spouses and dependents. Recruit Military's virtual events are technologically enhanced to provide personal interaction among job candidates and employers, and in large group, small group, and one-on-one formats. To view a tour of the virtual event format and to sign up, visit recruitmilitary.careereco.com. Once again, that is recruitmilitary.careereco.com. This Friday, your Hardy Wildcats will play a home game against the Port Charlotte Pirates at 7:30 p.m. Remember to practice social distancing, but come on out and support your Wildcats. We will have live coverage of this game, and you can listen on 1310 AM, 102.1 FM, or around the world at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your jobs in Hardy County. Houston Chevrolet in Avon Park is looking for a service advisor and writer. Qualifications include the ability to work hard with limited supervision, manage a fast-paced environment, great customer service skills, and U.S. work authorization with a background and drug screening. XF7 Gun Grease in Sebring is looking for a promotional salesperson. Promote and sell their premium sportsman lubricants and accessories at 36 to 52 weekend venues in Florida per year. South Trails RV Center LLC in Sebring is looking for a full charge bookkeeper. 1 year of experience in bookkeeping, accounting, and QuickBooks is preferred. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The 2020 census is here and Hardy County is still needing to respond. Fill out a few short questions to help your community gain assistance and improvements for things like transportation, education, infrastructure, and much more. Visit 2020census.gov to learn more and respond today. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, @gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, look at your local weather, plus the agriculture, sports, and business news. Hardy Midday will return in a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
First National Bank of Wauchula has the innovative financial solutions to help either start or expand your business. Our banking decisions are made locally. First National Bank of Wauchula is the best alternative to big corporate banking. First National Bank of Wauchula, where customer service and small business partnerships are made. Stop in today.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather last updated 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time. Weather a few clouds, temperature 86 degrees Fahrenheit, the dew point 77 degrees Fahrenheit, heat index 97, winds variable at 4.6 miles an hour, visibility is 10 miles, and the altimeter read 30.07 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 4:54 a.m. Today, mostly sunny with isolated showers and thunderstorms this morning, then partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the mid-90s, south winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming west around 5 miles an hour this afternoon. Chance of rain 50%, heat index values up to 108. Tonight, partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then mostly clear after midnight, lows in the mid-70s, northeast winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable, chance of rain 20%. Wednesday, mostly sunny in the morning, then partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, hot with highs in the mid-90s, east winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 50%. Heat index values up to 109, and Wednesday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, lows in the mid-70s, east winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. That is your 102.1 The Outlaw weather report and forecast. Let's go on now to our Ag News.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The opening of schools across the country is laced with uncertainty, creating an extremely fluid outlook for dairy demand. Economists with International F.C. Stone say about 6% of U.S. milk solids are consumed annually by students from kindergarten through college. Students' biggest consumption comes from fluid milk, about 14%, followed by cheese, just under 6%, and butter, about 1%. According to MilkBusiness.com, about 60% fewer meals will be served by schools this fall. 25 members of Congress from California asked the White House last week to make more N95 respirators available to farmers and their employees. The masks are required for outside work when air quality worsens during wildfires. The bipartisan request asked the White House Coronavirus Task Force to work with state and local authorities to ensure farmers and farm employees have priority access to the protective gear they need to do their essential work. A top meat importer, China, has suspended imports from some foreign meatpacking plants where workers became infected with coronavirus, but not others. Authorities in Beijing found heavy traces of coronavirus in the meat and seafood sections of a large wholesale food market after an outbreak in June. Though there was no evidence to show food caused the infection, officials say they can't rule out such a risk given the rapid development of the pandemic abroad.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead under with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I'm Ian McGregor of the McGregor Company. Our success depends on those we serve being successful.
I'm Jeff Anderson. We live just south of Pullman. With InServe, we're not top dressing in the spring. We're applying all of our fall fertilizer in the fall. It's keeping it in the ground for the plant to use when it needs it in the spring. And so it's saving us another trip over the field.
It takes so much to raise a successful crop, from seed to nutrition, protection, and technology.
With InServe, the wheat's getting it rather than the wheat.
The McGregor Company, dedicated people who care.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
I'm Tim Hamrich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Kyle and Caroline Llewellyn founded Texca Farms in Northeast Georgia with the idea that they would raise beef cattle and hogs for local restaurants. Well, like many of us, 2020 has forced them to change their plans. The restaurant business has dried up, but the demand from individuals has skyrocketed. Here's lead stakeholder, and that's STEAK, Caroline Llewellyn.
Our retail side has certainly picked up, where folks that want 10 steaks and 10 pounds of ground beef at a time, that has stayed pretty steady. And I don't see that really going backwards. But then the folks that want a half or a whole, that has picked up significantly. And I do think those people are stocking up. But at the same time, I have never seen a local grown for food movement like I've seen in the past 6 months, and I've spent the past 7 years in the produce industry. So I think due to current times, the theme of local is more popular than ever before, and folks have woken up to the realization that we've got to support local out more than just Shop Small Saturday in November and a couple of times a year.
Llewellyn hopes this interest in supporting local farmers will continue. You can visit their website at texcafarms.com.
Every year in a hot weather cycle, certain crops get a bad rap for using too much water, when in reality, that's a complete fallacy. Only a small amount of water put on a crop is used for plant growth. Certain crops are always targeted as too thirsty. All plants take up water through their roots and move it through the vascular system and then transpire about 95% of that water in the form of water vapor out of the stomata cells in the leaves. Yes, plants give the vast majority of the water back to the atmosphere. In reality, plants don't use water, they actually borrow it. It's needed to draw nutrients from the soil, only to exhale water vapor through the stomata cells in the leaves, while taking in carbon dioxide, where the plant uses the carbon in photosynthesis to create energy for the plant to grow. Again, exiting out of the stomata is pure water vapor, and of course, critical oxygen for us to live. It's part of the water cycle that is critical to all our lives. This message is brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
This is Tim Hamrich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report from the Ag Information Network.
And now for the business news, stock market report, and sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. A mixed open for Wall Street this morning before the key averages moved higher at mid-morning, the NASDAQ hitting an all-time high in intraday trading. A day after its 5-for-1 stock split took effect, Tesla announcing plans to sell up to $5 billion worth of common shares, with the proceeds from the sale to be used for unspecified corporate purposes. More than 50 black former McDonald's franchise owners suing the burger chain, alleging they were steered to less profitable locations and were not given the same opportunities offered to white franchisees. Delta and American Airlines joining United, dropping the $200 ticket change fee for domestic travel. Hotel stocks off sharply amid concerns over the continuing impact of the coronavirus pandemic, the impact it's having on the hospitality industry as a whole. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With us here at Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The Kansas City Chiefs have extended the contracts of head coach Andy Reid and general manager Brett Veach through the 2025 season. Reid talked about his team hoisting their Super Bowl banner during practice recently before thousands of fans.
It was a Super Bowl flag that they put up next to the last one. But this was a great, great kind of cap on it. But the Texans are coming to town, so and we've got to make sure we're ready for a heck of a football team. We know how good they are, and heck, we played them enough and gone back and forth with these guys, and so it should just be a phenomenal game for the fans and those people watching on TV.
Defending Super Bowl champs open their season Thursday night, September 10th at home against Houston. On the first day of the U.S. Open action, men's top seed Novak Djokovic cruised. On the women's side, Coco Gauff is out on day one. John Thompson, the imposing Hall of Famer who turned Georgetown into a powerhouse and became the first black coach to lead a team to the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship, has died at the age of 78. This is SRN Sports. In the NBA playoffs, Miami defeated Milwaukee 115-104 to win game one of their second-round series. Heat forward Jimmy Butler had a playoff-career-high 40 points.
And I felt like I took it up a level in the fourth quarter. If that needs to happen every game, I got to be able to do it.
Oklahoma City down Houston 104-100 to tie their first-round series at 3 in the NHL playoffs. Tampa Bay went to double overtime to eliminate Boston in game 5, 3-2. Colorado doubled up Dallas 6-3 the Stars with a 3-2 series lead. In the American League, Tampa Bay beat New York 5-3. The AL East leading Rays improved to 7-1 against the Yankees this season and stretched their division cushion to 4.5 games over slumping New York. Baltimore beat Toronto 4-3-11. It was Seattle 2-1 over the LA Angels. Kansas City 2, Cleveland 1. Chicago beat Minnesota 8-5 as the White Sox take over first in the Central. In the National League, it was Miami 5-3 over the Mets. San Diego 6, Colorado nothing. St. Louis 7, Cincinnati 5. Philadelphia 8, Washington 6, Milwaukee 6-5 over Pittsburgh. Interleague final, Atlanta 6, Boston 3. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time here with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks over at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day: why do they call it rush hour when nothing moves? Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.